I'm very excited. I think that it's good for Gabon to have a fresh beginning, and I'm happy to see that the opposition was able to find a candidate that we will rally all around, and hopefully he will win this election, and not only win it, but this time take the power and govern Gabon for the interest of the people.
Of course, the opposition coming together, that is something that is sometimes strange in other African countries. The opposition has found it difficult to come with a single slate. So do you think this time around they have a chance?
Yes, they have a chance. They have to come together in order to win, because the people that we have in front of us, they are people who do not want to relinquish power. So if all the opposition goes different ways, we will not have the opportunity to govern. So yes, to have one person to rally around that one person, I think will allow us to win that election.
President Bongo Ondimba and his family have ruled Gabon for many, many years. What do you make of changes that have been made, particularly to the constitution?
The changes that they made to the constitution is to make sure that they will continue to remain in power. That's why they changed the constitution even at the last minute. And that is why the opposition had no choice but to rally together and to find one candidate in order to make sure that this time he will not succeed in what they are trying to do.
Now, the recent change to the constitution reducing the 7-year term to 5 years, what is the impact of that?
I think that's a good thing, but I think we should not focus too much on those 5 years. I think the changes he made, for example, we used to have a 2-round election. Now we have only 1-round election. That means that a president can be elected in Gabon with less than 50% of the vote. So when you have so many candidates running for the same position, you can end up having like a president who will be elected with only 19%. And I think that's what we need to focus on. Other changes that he made also is that he put together the presidential election and also the legislative for the congressmen and the senators. He put all that together. And I think it's to confuse the Gabonese electorate. So what we need to do is to focus on the election, and the opposition need to win that election.
So you mean by combining the parliamentary and the presidential election, it creates too many candidates, therefore?
Yes, I'm saying that, yes, because not only they've done that, but they're also saying, like, for example, if I belong to one particular party and I have a congressman who would like to run, if I vote that congressman from that party, I'm also voting at the same time the president of that party. Or if I'm voting the president for that party, I'm de facto voting also for the congressman of that party. You see what I'm saying? So it's very vicious. So that's why I think that what we need to do this time is to really focus on the presidential. And hopefully when the candidate for the opposition will be in power, we will do a parliamentary election where people will really be free to choose whoever they want to choose.
How would you describe the playing field in terms of coverage? Is the opposition being covered in the national media?
No, the opposition is not covered because, I mean, as you know, most of the media are government-owned. Like, for example, all the pictures are only Ali Bongo all over the cities in Gabon, and we barely see the opposition presence on the field. But we are doing our best through, you know, Twitter, through social media, in order to expose what's going on over there. So I know that the Gabonese diaspora is looking very attentively what's going on. We do our very best to relay what's going on so the maximum of people will be aware of what the opposition is doing.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure to answer all your questions.